Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing tonight, Big JD?
Doing swell tonight. It's Sunday night this morning.
What?
What's going on this weekend? Lippo's going away. We are pre-recording the show.
Yes. We've never recorded a show at night.
I don't recall.
No. It's a first.
And we've never recorded the show like 3 weeks in advance either.
Not what? 3 weeks, three days, isn't it?
3 days, yeah.
Thursday, Friday,
it's
Saturday.
Pretty early for us to record a show, but
I'm going to Cleveland.
That's what works, yeah. Cleveland. What's in Cleveland?
Well, I heard it rocks.
Okay. Are you going there to rock?
I'm going there to get rocked.
A rocking chair for somebody who likes to rock. You know what that is?
Yes, that's a friendly giant.
That's right.
Holy moly, pulls the head out of that.
So you're going to Cleveland to rock.
To get rocked.
To get rocked. Okay. By?
Government Mule.
Sweet.
Playing at the House of Blues.
You've seen them. How many times?
This will be my fourth time.
Wow. Very cool band.
I really like Warren Haynes' guitar style.
Yeah.
And the type of music they do. It's kind of jammy music, you know?
Yeah, very
but
jammy.
It's not... It doesn't go on and on and on like a Grateful...
You don't get too carried away.
Like a Grateful Dead song.
Does he always play Gibsons?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a real man.
He's a real man. Plays awesome. Mostly Explorers and Les Pauls.
Explorers, wow. That's yeah. A little odd for sort of what they do, I think.
Yeah.
I can't picture, you know, the Explorer for the kind of tunes. Although it's cool, of course.
Of course.
Flying V would be even a little more weird, but...
I don't know. I can't... No, I'm thinking of Gordy. I've never seen Warren Hayes play with a Flying V before. Or an SG, now that I come to think of it.
Gordy seems a little modernistic kind of... You know what I mean? He throws some things into what they do that's a little more on the modern side, I think.
Yeah, he always throws something
experimental
in.
Almost.
Pretty much.
You know what I mean? Like what he does. And I could see him playing a funky guitars, like different.
But his main thing is SGs.
Yeah, and that's what an awesome guitar as well. Yeah, as myself.
Sure. They're nice guitars for sure.
Oh,
but Warren is mostly a Les Paul
I didn't
guy.
Realize, I don't think, how great SGs are. I mean, you know, a few guys that, you know... that play SGs that are amazing.
Of course.
But until you get one, you realize just what it is.
It's a guitar that is unbalanced is what it is.
It's just beautiful.
Like the neck is way too heavy for the body.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a difference there. I got to say the body's much lighter, especially because I'm used to playing only Les Paul, which are generally really heavy.
Right, your body
especially
is
the custom.
The body is heavy, so the neck kind of floats in your hand. Whereas with with an SG, I notice you hold the guitar differently because you're actually holding the weight of the guitar in your hand. It's like it sits in your palm more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But anyway, yeah, so I'm going to Cleveland. And then our bass player, Leo Roy, is going to meet me in Cleveland on Friday. And then we're going to go golfing.
Wow. Golfing in Cleveland.
Golfing in Cleveland, yeah.
So Cleveland doesn't only rock, Cleveland golfs.
Well, at least the Canadians visiting are going golfing because we're visiting a Canadian. As well.
Okay.
But he lives in Cleveland. Hi, Craig.
And your bass player and you
mm-hmm.
are in?
King Friday.
There you go.
KingFridayRocks.com. If you need a band that rocks, give us a call.
Book King Friday.
Book King Friday at your next...
Backing up every show, Jeffrey Davis Blues Connection.
On tour in
maybe 2009. Maybe one day, sometime I'll put something together and I'll actually do... We'll do a show before you guys.
That would be awesome.
That would be neat, eh?
Do you have a group of guys that you could get together?
I can just snap that up anytime.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody that you feel comfortable is going to be good enough to do the tunes.
I wouldn't play unless it was awesome guys, of course. I don't monkey around when I do that kind of stuff. Only the best.
Because, well, you say that. We got the Iron Horse party that we're doing, I think, September 6th, which if anybody's in the Essex County area, McGregor... Iron Horse, go to KingFridayRocks.com, get your tickets.
I don't know about 4 weeks.
No. We have...
okay.
There is a group of guys, two guys from Chatham, that they started growing their ZZ Top beards.
Oh, okay. Tribute.
Yeah, they started growing them in November of last year. So they're coming along.
Nice.
Yeah, that's very nice. But they didn't have a drummer. And I think they were thinking of picking up King Friday's drummer to do the gigs that they had to do, which I thought was a really good idea. Hmm. But for sure, we wanted them to play the first set at, or whatever set. We wanted them to play a set at the Iron Horse.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah,
people will dig that too.
I think people at that gig will dig the ZZ Top thing. But it turns out a friend of Mike, the guy who's getting into playing bass, but he's a really good guitar player, and a friend of his has a son who plays drums, mm-hmm. 17 years old, and he's going to be their drummer. He's like right into it. He's going to buy the triggers and everything, you know, all the ZZ Top.
Yeah, those once they got into the modern thing. Doop, doop,
doop. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Talking about?
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly. And there's some kind of sequence stuff in there too. Like he's playing drums, but there's something getting sequenced in the background. He's into getting all that stuff.
You guys got a really good drummer.
Francis is a good drummer.
Yeah,
he's an intelligent drummer. That's why
I don't know. He seems to have an awesome meter. He seems really steady.
Yeah, he's steady.
From what I hear, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to be on the inside to really know, but sounds great to me. I mean, he just looks smooth and steady and. Like it's effortless for him.
Yeah.
It seems like.
He's definitely good. His forte is...
Well, everybody's good. But I mean, he just... that's one thing that stands out to me are drummers if they're... You know what I mean?
Right. I think he learned a lot from... he was into Tool a lot. I mean, he still is.
Oh, yeah.
But when he went through college when he was playing drums.
Yeah, that's some good drumming.
It was, you know, that was pretty...
Yeah.
Steady and...
Meteristic.
Meteristic for sure. He's into the heavy stuff. I don't even know what he's doing in King Friday, honestly.
Oh, yeah?
Speaking of...
that surprised me, though.
I brought that Les Paul that I got from Terry to...
I thought you brought it here.
No.
Okay.
I brought it to a band practice.
Yeah.
And I have to admit that I miss my Paul Reed Smith in certain situations.
Okay. This show's over.
All right. Goodbye.
Do you? Certain situations... See,
those pickups are too hot.
I'm the wrong guy to talk about certain situations because it's Les Paul and Marshall and nothing but... Basically,
right.
Except for the SG.
See, there's tunes that we that don't call for that.
Well, everything calls for it. Clean and dirty. That's the two things you get. There isn't anything else. What else is there?
Well, that's the thing. It's the clean tone that comes out of those pickups.
It's exquisite. Depends what you're playing through, maybe. How you're picking.
No, you know,
it depends on the pick you use, too. It makes a big difference.
Sure.
But
I use the same settings on my amp and... it seems to accentuate the mid and upper frequencies in a lot of cases, even with the neck pickup on. I noticed. I'm just not getting that same tone. But alternately, though, there's some songs that are more suited when I play it on the Les Paul. It's like, oh, this is the sound this song.
This is how it should be.
This is really how it should be.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really get it. Somebody else just... said that recently that or who was it? Oh, okay, I know it was talking about the Scott Gorham thing with the girl that knows him there and his switch to playing Fender instead of the Gibsons that he always used to play. For one, Gibsons are a lot heavier, but for the fact that the sound like you said, maybe more versatile, but. To me, I can't fathom that at all. The versatility or why something, you know what I mean? I mean, for sounding like somebody else's stuff,
exactly.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, you're not into that.
But even still, I guess that's probably part of the reason.
Yeah.
I've always been into the original thing since day one, really.
And we were just listening to the new original...
covers on the side.
Jeffrey David Blues Connection.
Jeffrey David's Blues Connection, yeah. We'll let people know how that unfolds in the near future because those CDs might get released.
Heavy effing blues.
It is heavy.
And
that's not your regular blues stuff.
No, it reminds me a lot of Gary Moore.
It's very heavy stuff. Like
some of the stuff that he does.
Yeah.
Speaking of Les Paul through Marshall.
Paul guy, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
He wails.
Anything else new on your horizon?
Not really. I guess we can get right into the real news.
We got to go over to the newsroom.
Here we go.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, It's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Good thing we have a couple of newsrooms.
Oh, yeah.
One in each studio.
Well, I have two at my house. There's the...
Two newsrooms?
Yeah. Well, there's the one that we use, but the bathroom is also a newsroom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I always read the newspaper there.
I don't see any in there. You take them out after?
You don't use my bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's where the newspapers are.
Yeah, my kids don't even know how to read.
You have cool stuff in your bathroom, though, I got to say. I've never known anybody to have pictures of jamming, like the kids are sitting at musical instruments in the bathroom. That's pretty neat.
Don't ask me. Kim just puts something somewhere and she doesn't really even...
That's like...
I don't know if she puts any thought into that at all.
I don't know. It's pretty cool, though.
It's different. I dig it.
Absolutely. And different is good.
Yes, we're going to get more into that as the show goes on.
We certainly are. But after these, this fine news...
This fine news.
Yeah.
I don't have any fine news. I have kind of... Oh, you have the fine news. That's... Big JD always takes the sci-tech look at the news.
Actually, I'm slipping over from the sci-tech because I don't see anything so great.
Slipping into darkness.
What is that? Ozzy?
No.
Okay.
Is that war?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I know you've got a lot of war. Cheech and Chong.
What about them?
They light up for a new comedy tour.
That
is really cool. I'm a big Cheech and Chong fan.
Are you?
That's great news.
Are you really?
Yeah. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
I am, absolutely.
I went to the drive-in and saw every one of those. Or not the first one. I don't think I saw the first one at the drive-in.
Okay, I don't know where I saw them all. I think I don't know if I saw any of them at the theater or anything. I don't think I ever went to the drive-in to see them. But, and I used to watch, there was one in particular that was really fun. The one where they're carrying the gas in the big garbage can and all that and the motorcycles and all the... I might even be getting two of them mixed up because there's okay. Two really good movies.
Well, there's Nice
Cheech
Dreams.
And Chong, not even that one. Up in Smoke.
Still Smoking,
I think it is.
Still Smoking, I think it's just the album. But Up in Smoke is, I'm pretty sure.
No, Still Smoking is another movie.
Is it?
Yeah. But I think those are the two. And they weren't made back to back, though. I think there was one that wasn't so great after... Oh, no. Next movie I'm thinking of, maybe. And that... Cheech and Chong's next movie, I don't think was so great. And then Still Smoking was the really good one. I can't remember exactly, but... And then, yeah, Nice Dreams.
Wasn't very good.
No. And then there was another one, too. Somebody's Name, I think it was. Mr. Copenhagen or something like this.
I can't remember. Yeah. That rings a bell.
Weren't that good. There was two movies that were just stupendous. And, of course, all the recorded stuff was really cool. But two of the most famous pot smokers of the 70s.
Of the 70s.
Cheech Marin and Tommy Chong.
Cheech Marin.
Yeah, Marin. Cheech Marin. Is it really Marin? I always said Marin.
Yep.
They unveiled plans on Wednesday for their first comedy tour in more than 25 years following their acrimonious split. Light up America. 22 cities in the United States, starting with Philadelphia on September 12th and ending in Denver, Colorado on December 20th. In Betwen, they will play Los Angeles, Miami, Washington, and other places.
I hope Detroit.
It doesn't say Detroit.
But you didn't name 22 places either.
I'm sure Detroit's got to be on the map, man. Detroit's always been known as a party place, party city.
Pretty much.
So, yeah.
Would you go? No.
I don't know. That's a really tough call. They might be coming to the Caesars. Caesars Windsor.
I don't think so.
I don't know, man. That would be really something. That would really be something to see, I think. I'd have to consider that greatly. That would be really cool. That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing now. That's the end of that.
What? Oh,
that'll
Cheech
probably
and
never
Chong.
Happen again.
Probably not.
One of them will probably die soon.
Well, no. I just don't know if that they'll have it for much longer.
I always had wished that I had seen Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, me too.
And I wouldn't mind seeing George Carlin either. Did you see George Carlin?
I've seen him twice. Seen awesome. Him here in Windsor.
Really?
Where was that at?
High
Cleary?
School. Okay.
No, it was at the Cleary. And then we saw him in Vegas for New Year's Eve 1 year. Kim and I went out there.
That's great.
He's hilarious, that's for sure. Or he was hilarious, I should say.
Yeah.
I think we did our little epitomous...
Yeah, we did.
We give our condolences to...
What was I going to say?
Corsican Brothers.
Oh, right, okay. Corsican.
Nice Dreams. Next movie, Up in Smoke and Still Smoking.
There you go.
The Cheech and Chong movies. And what's his name? Tommy Chong just got busted recently, didn't he? Or did he just got off or something? Something happened in court. I forget what the deal was. So, on other news, there was an earthquake in California. Did you hear about that?
No.
Seriously?
No. Was it a big one?
Well, San Francisco's gone.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I shouldn't make a joke because that seriously could happen.
What was it on the Richter scale?
5.7, I think.
That's not too bad.
In the Chino Hills, which is about 5 miles south of Los Angeles. So stuff was shaken off the walls, and what does it say? California's used to life with the threat of the big one. They always have the big one hovering over them, just like my wife does.
Oh! Jesus of Navarone.
Jesus of Navarone. No, he's of Nazareth.
Good band.
He sings a song that's not even a Nazareth song.
What is it?
Love Hurts.
What do you mean it's not a Nazareth song?
Well, they didn't write that song.
Well, whose is it? I never heard anybody else do that.
Everly Brothers.
Oh, now that you mention that, quite possibly I heard that, but I'd like to hear it.
Kelly's band does that occasionally.
That's kind of cool.
You yell that out. He'll
it wasn't Navarone that did that. It was Navarone.
The band Navarone.
What is Navarone? The heck is that?
It's a place in Arizona, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
Wow. Navarone. I don't even know what it is.
I'll bet you it's...
Jeez, and I thought I made that up.
What, Navarone?
Yeah. Nazarone.
I think...
Yeah. That's a drug of some kind.
I think there's a place in Europe as well that's...
The sphincter.
What?
No. No.
What the heck? Yeah, crazy man. Is that going to do it for the news? Earthquakes?
That's going to do it for the news. And now let's get into...
Earthquakes and Cheech and Chong.
Ooh, today's show topic, which is... do you have things called up there?
So yeah, I do. What do you need to know?
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com.
I want to know what the show topic is today for the fine folks.
This fine August 3rd, Sunday morning, 11 o'clock. I'm glad all you people are listening live. In a wheelchair, on medication, in a box, or on borrowed time. In a convent, in a cult. I do not like green.
What?
That's what it makes me think of. In a convent, in a cult, I do not like
green egg. Yeah, I gotcha, yeah.
Or in a same-sex marriage, we discuss ways of life that are not considered normal and also talk about ways of life that are less fortunate.
That sounds like fun.
Well, in the description that I just read from our schedule page, which you can go to by going to thejabbercast.com.
That's exactly where I'm going.
And you see a little schedule link on the side there.
Which is the last show on Earth, by the way.
It's the last show that has a date given to it. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Well, I quit putting dates because you're never here, so.
What's it?
No, I'm
We're
just kidding.
We're doing great.
I'm kidding. I just didn't get to finishing everything off because I have a list of future shows. So.
Well, you're busy.
Stress. That'll be a good one. I'm highly stressed.
Maybe we can
I'm
get
going gray.
Maybe we can get Mr. Stress on.
Who's Mr. Stress? The guy from the riff or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
That would be neat.
Oh, boy. But speaking of living, not living normally. And someone,
which we need to define.
And someone who has been on the radio occasionally and who you were watching today is Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm. You had to say that when I took a sip of tea. That guy makes me roar, man. I can't get enough of him. Can't get enough.
I think you're related to him.
Beetlejuice. Man, he's exquisite. The guy from the Howard Stern thing.
You have the same hair.
I got the same hair going on. Yeah, I got to color it. I don't have the same bug eyes, though.
No. And he doesn't have very good teeth, either. Hey,
bro. He's great, man. That's he obviously lives differently.
Yeah. And how do you think his day-to-day life is? You think he must have handlers now, you think? People who just
Had somebody from the beginning that takes care of him.
Yeah.
That, you know, signed him basically for midget tossing. That's what he did. And they brought him to the Howard Stern show, and Howard just fell in love with the guy. And then, you know, like the guy that owns him is laughing now. He got rid of all the other midgets.
The guy who owns him. Yeah. I know what you mean. And I think listeners know what you mean.
That's what it is. It amounts to pretty much. Beetlejuice needs 24/7 care, I think, anyway.
Right.
Somebody to.
Someone was getting paid to take care of him.
Yeah. So, yeah, he can't function hardly on his own. He wears a diaper and everything. He's exquisite, beautiful. Yeah, everything about him is just luscious.
Why do you find stuff like that so compelling?
Because it's very special. I really love the special things. The things, the unordinary, the not every day. There's a lot of beauty in that. That's what I find. I find a lot of beauty in him that some people wouldn't see, but obviously the Howard Stern people see it.
Obviously.
He's just one of a kind.
He is one of a kind.
I don't know. I just, and he's hilarious. He doesn't know it.
He doesn't know it.
That's some entertainment there. That is.
I'd like to know what's going on in his mind when he's, you know,
nobody will ever know.
No, because he can't articulate more than three words together.
Yeah. No, he can't do anything. And they ask him to spell a word. Spell the word red. And he gives you like 7, 8 letters, a couple numbers even. Like it's all wrong. They gave him $320 to count, and he counted $40.
And then he counted again. It was a different number.
Yeah. Then they gave him $7.
Yeah.
And he told them, here's $7. Just, you know, tell me how much is there. Count it and tell me how much is there. It's $7. They made sure it's $7. And he was like, all wrong. $20 or $40. Or he says he's 500 pounds and 6'8". Like he doesn't have any, you know.
Grasp of reality.
Yeah. There's no perception of anything.
Even when he's got his head in between a big set of jugs and...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think there's him, he's having sex on the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Some big, yeah, yeah. You know, he thinks he's a gifted...
I'm a god.
Sex Look god at me. And everything. He's just perfect.
But he probably hadn't
he's
had...
He's perfect, that's what it is.
He hadn't had sex until he got on Howard Stern show.
I couldn't see that happening. Unless he'd raped an animal or something. But... He's actually perfect, is what I think. I think he's perfect is the problem, and that we're all not normal.
Maybe the animal liked it.
Well, that's always a possibility.
Maybe he said
animals like sex, I guess. Why wouldn't they like it? We're all animals. Care what it's from.
We're all animals. Mm. Now, you say you see beauty in people like Beetlejuice, mm-hmm. but other people shun away from people like him. Like, let's cross the street if they see someone like him walking towards you.
Yeah, I suppose there's a fear factor sometimes from somebody that's not normal.
Not normal. That's what we're talking about today. People who are not normal.
And sometimes I could see even somebody doesn't want to approach or talk to somebody maybe that looks handicapped or that looks like he can't speak right or that looks... You know, it could somehow intimidate somebody, maybe even in a wheelchair. You don't know what's wrong with them or how they're going to react when you ask them something. Or, you know, there's probably a lot of different reasons why, you know, you would shun away from somebody like that sometimes. Sure. And it's not always the case that it's because they're retarded or because they're crippled or because, you know, but it's the other person, you know, the so-called normal person, it's their rationale of that other person that, you know.
Absolutely.
Which is kind of odd, actually, when you really think about
it. Yeah, maybe we can change a few people.
The problem is within the normal person, really.
And that's the whole thing, normal.
Yeah. What is normal?
It's what society has...
Perceives as...
The way that if you're this way... we will move forward as a group.
Normal, socially accepted living.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. You follow the rules.
Yeah, regular person, job, you go to work every day, and you you can function and live normally in a house and cook and clean and do things, and you wash and you're clean and you're,
pay taxes.
You know, all those different things. Yeah, pay taxes and whatnot, and I guess that's what we call normal. And then that's sort of the, that's one aspect of it, but then it's the mind thing too, like normal. You know, with a normal thought processes and normal conversation and normal way of acting, normal way of interacting, normal way of doing all those things.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Aside from the, you know, the way you live.
It's right.
The, you know.
Because there's a lot of people who think differently, and I think they feel trapped in their life. You know, I'm just going through the motions of going to work and having kids, and
which is, you know, and living that way is normal, really. But what
that's
would you
normal.
Do? But yeah, that's normal, I guess. But what if you do think that way, and where would you go from there? If you think that, if that bothers somebody, where would they go from there? Because that's normal. You'd have to veer to something abnormal, or look for grass that's probably not greener anywhere else.
Not as green, you mean? Is that what you mean?
No. Good grass is not greener anywhere else. I mean, you're going to find the same thing. What would you go to? A different job? A different mate? You know, have different kids and a different dog? Like, it's all the same.
You know, you just bail out on life. A lot of people just bail.
Well, just bail. Why? Commit suicide or something?
No. They go live on a commune, or they go live out in the woods.
Yeah, that's because they can't handle. But what is it that they can't handle? Normalcy.
I think...
Normality
for sure. It's a lot of people see it as the rat race. You know, you're just caught up in doing the same thing over and over again. And when you're done doing,
I wonder
it,
how
you
happy
die.
They are if they go to a convent or something. How happy does that make somebody?
I bet you're really happy.
Really?
Yeah, I think a lot of people wish they were doing something that they really love to do, but it is just not normal.
Maybe next week we'll do a show from a convent.
There isn't too many convents out there. Like nuns are the thing of the past. Did you have nuns in your... Oh, you didn't go to Catholic school. What am I saying?
We had none.
We had nuns. We had nuns in both of the schools that I went to, high school and grade school.
So we've kind of determined what normal is. And, you know, as much as anybody would say, well, what do you mean normal? Like, what do you say? Everybody knows what normal is, you know what I mean? Whether you can explain it or explain it well or not. We all have an idea of what normal is or means.
I think there's bounds to normal. So, you know, there's this is the bounds for normal
boundaries.
For me here, and this boundaries here, this is my normal. Whereas you're thinking, well, no, my boundary's over here on this side and way over here on this side, you know, as far as what normal is. But in the middle, we know that that's the common way that we expect others to act and live.
But not only being abnormal are we going to discuss, like being, having something necessarily wrong or wrong with your mind, but living differently, you might be a perfectly normal person and had to have your legs removed and you're in a wheelchair for the rest of your life. That's living differently.
That is forced to live differently.
A vegan. That's living differently than, you know, the so-called norm.
Is it vegan or vegan?
Yeah, it's both.
Okay.
It's a vegan. So things like that, in a box. What do I mean by in a box?
Yeah, what do you mean by in a box?
Well, that's a bum that lives in a box, like downtown in the, you know.
I've seen people living in a box.
Differently, sure.
Ouch.
So, a bum that lives in a box, like downtown somewhere or in an alley or whatever, he lives differently, obviously, than everybody else does.
But he lives in what to him is a normal life.
I'm sure some and some not. There are some bums that ended up that way, you know, from living normally at some point, and probably do realize that, you know, I wish I could get back on my feet again, and I wish I could do this, and I used to have a wife and a car and kids, and I, you know, and now it's a living completely different life for them.
Carefree, sort of. You just got to worry about your next meal.
They don't believe that it's, they probably don't realize that it's carefree. I'm sure there's a small percentage that actually think that, oh, this is the life, man. I don't have to do anything. I live with these bunch of guys around this fire pit and whatever, and we don't have to do anything all day. And
right, you go to the Salvation Army.
Yeah, whatever, and we scrounge for money, and we get some, and, you know, we sit around, drink coffee, and it's awesome. There's probably a small percentage that doesn't matter to, you know, or that will just say, I don't make money, so I don't have any bills, and I don't, you know.
Right.
I don't have all these problems, you know. So I'm sure there are people like that, but.
What about being productive? Do you think that's just a normal thing that humans want to be? They want to be productive.
I really don't know that there's a huge percentage that's what they want either.
Like if
they want money and they want to be able to live the lifestyle maybe that they're accustomed to or buy the things that they want and that sort of thing. But as far as being productive in society, I don't know that there's a large percentage of people that just that's, you know, maybe an older generation, maybe Europeans over here, kind of thing.
Yes.
They want to be productive and contribute and be a part of, you know what I mean? Whereas, you know, I think most of Western civilization, I mean, you want to make the moolah so you can get the chick or the car or the bike or the, you know, buy guitars or buy whatever you want, you know, food or live in the house that you want to live in. You know what I mean? Kind of
right.
Thing. I want a pool at a work, you know, whatever.
You want a pool? We're going to give ours away.
No.
Okay.
No, I can't put it inside here. Can it, will it fit in here? No. So let's see what else is there. On borrowed time, living differently. You're living on borrowed time.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That could mean a bunch of different things. That could mean that you're sick, so you're living differently. Well, that runs into the, what did I have something there about medication? What was that? No?
Yeah. You say if you're living on medication.
Oh, I don't see that anywhere in there.
It's there.
Where did you find that? Oh, on medication. Okay, right.
We are
somebody that's sick and has to live on medication or medication to survive or what was the other one? Borrowed time. Maybe you're going to die.
You're going to die. And
so you either decide to, you know, live in recluse somehow or else you go on a crazy spree.
Go on a crazy spree. Is that what you would do?
What would I do if I knew I was going
to
die?
Big JD, you have 2 months to live.
Well, yeah.
Is that what you do? Go crazy?
Snipe. Off the balcony.
I'm going, everybody's going.
Yeah, the car's down in the dry there. That'd be fun.
Seriously, what would be one of the things you say, oh, I got to do this before I die?
Snipe. Off of a building. What would I do before I die?
What would be
if I was going
to
die?
The thing that comes right to the top of your head.
I don't know.
You don't know.
No.
Look at this guy. He's done everything. Nothing is
rape and pillage.
Look at you. He wants to kill, rape, and pillage.
I don't know what I'd do.
You're an evil man.
I don't think there's anything I haven't done.
All right. There you go.
Including all that stuff.
You say 2 months. Why can I go next week?
See, I've sniped and yeah, I don't know. I'd have to be put in that predicament, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. I think I'd go into recluse. Shoot myself, maybe. Snipe myself. What else is there? In a convent, like you had mentioned, that's living differently. In a cult, that kind of thing.
A cult, that's what I'm thinking of as far as a good band.
Oh, yeah.
As far as someone just bailing on life, they go live in a cult, a commune or, you know, something like that.
Pretty wacky.
I could picture myself going to live in, not a cult, but a commune.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just get all natural, go outside and plant and do the gardening and
All day long do that though. Every day. That might be nice for a little while, but then what?
All day long, every
no
day.
No guitars?
Oh yeah, you want your guitars.
Well,
you want
that's your, different. You can't bring anything. No. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
Why can't you have guitars? Why would you think guitars are bad?
Well, because they won't let you have it there.
It's natural. It's made
you
of
live
wood.
Off the land and
live
you
off
do
the
nothing.
Land. Yeah. Music is part of.
And what? I suppose you're gonna bring your iPod too and your computer
stuff. No, you can't bring that crap. No electric, nothing. Just an acoustic.
Just an electric guitar.
No, an acoustic guitar.
So you bring acoustic, okay, yeah. And a harmonica, you got to have
harmonica,
a harp.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, those are natural things that you easily have.
Okay, I can see that because they play the folk stuff and, you know, sit back and run the campfire and
exactly.
All that kind of stuff.
Pass the wacky tobacco. And
but how long could you just keep doing that?
Till I die.
You could do that, yeah.
I could if I had to.
Be so unproductive.
No, you would be productive. You'd be.
I guess so, yeah, of course.
You'd be... milking your cows and
eating them too.
And eating them, planting your garden, playing some songs.
Sounds like fun in theory.
Right, it does sound.
But how am I going to? I got stuff to scan. I got.
Got stuff to scan.
I got stuff to record. I got podcasts to drop. There'd be none of that anymore.
No, you wouldn't be doing any of that.
No Jabbercast?
Nope. Then you'd really know what's important to you.
Same sex marriage. That's living differently.
You want to get married?
So sudden.
Sudden. We've known each other for years.
Okay, I'm in. You got benefits? Yes. I use them heavy.
That's okay.
So,
take a piece of the pie, or it would be more like,
oh, now he's making sexual advances.
Come up to the trough, I guess is what that would be.
Even more sexual advances. Same-sex marriage.
Same-sex marriage.
We were on. I guess that's living differently nowadays. And now it's like, well, it's sort of commonplace, though, now. It's still living differently, I think, but it's becoming commonplace.
Yep. In California, they just made a law that you can get a marriage license and have all the advantages of having a spouse of, you know, doesn't matter what sex it is. There's advantages to having a spouse.
Yeah, sure. Is there?
I hope you're not listening to this, Lana.
That's another show. No. Yeah, of course there is.
Well, there's the tax benefit for one thing.
Do you do taxes, the whole double whammy tax thing? We don't even do that. I don't know what that does for you. I think it's different with kids, too, maybe, though.
Oh, yeah.
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 I get no breaks.
Well, first, you got to have a job.
Oh. Okay. I could get out and get one of those right away.
Takes taxes off your paycheck.
Oh, I'm going to go to get a job so they can take money away from me?
Yes.
That sounds like a good deal.
No, it doesn't.
Then I'm not going to get a job.
Welcome to Canada.
This is better. I already do this and don't get anything for it.
Right.
So that just works out perfect.
Exactly. Same-sex marriage, though. How do you think... what is the... Are they in the same boat as, let's say, Beetlejuice, as far as society is concerned?
You lost me there.
Well, I'm thinking of two people who are walking down the street together holding hands. Let's say it's two guys.
Right.
And they got their marriage and they give each other a kiss.
Right.
Two other people are walking, you know...
Oh, yeah, I think that scares people sometimes, but if it was two women, it wouldn't scare anybody.
How come?
Well, because it's natural. That's like the back to the convent thing.
It's
a 60s love.
Do you think convent women were doing each other?
Well, I think most of them do that. Isn't that why you want to go?
I don't know.
No, I have no idea, really, but it depends on the convent and or the cult or whatever goes on there. If it's is it a normal convent?
A normal convent, Roman Catholic, I'm thinking.
Okay. They won't let you do anything.
No. No, they don't. It's a dictatorship there.
Roman Jewish convent.
Roman Jews. Was there Jews in Rome?
I don't even know. Are there still Jews anywhere?
One sitting in front of me.
Wow.
Windsor, Ontario. But the same-sex marriage thing, I had a thought in my head that I wanted to...
We're back onto that.
We haven't left.
No. About people being frightened of them and why women, two women is...
Oh, right, why it's more natural. Accepted. Yeah.
Because Ellen does it. If Ellen can do it, it must be, you know, acceptable. No, I don't know. I just, I think it's art. First of all, guys accept that because of the turn on, I guess.
So does
it doesn't bother guys that two women get married, you know what I mean? Unless, once again, they're maybe from the old country or they're old folks. Could be, you know what I mean?
Right.
But that doesn't bother most people. And I don't think it bothers most women either, probably. And I think it has something to do with the fact that men are masculine, you know? We're... not supposed to like another man and show feelings and so accept that kind of thing from, you know, two bodies of masculinity. Whereas women, it's, you know, we look at them differently.
I know we've had this discussion before.
No.
So. It's about if you let any living organism run its course over millions or hundreds of millions of years,
right,
you will end up with nothing but women, female species of that, whatever.
Why?
That's a good question. Why does that happen?
Who says that does happen?
Geneticists. And there are a couple
examples. Making up words now.
No, people.
No, I know.
Because there's a few examples of that right now. Like, I'm thinking bananas.
Genocides.
Banana plants. They're all females. But they know that at one time there was male banana plants. But now it's just...
Banana plants are female. Yeah. Is there a gender there?
How is there a gender?
What? I would always have thought banana was like more masculine.
Well, it's phallic, yes, but it has nothing to do with the way it gets seeded or pollinated or whatever they do. And there's a couple other examples.
What happens when two bananas get together?
They have lesbian sex and they have more bananas. And it's said...
This is just outrageous.
Geneticists say that if the human race doesn't end up killing itself, there'll be nothing but women on Earth. So here's my main point is it's more natural for women to be doing women, having sex with women, because that's just the way that's the way it is. Like, you know, it's all goes back to women. I think women are the superior sex myself. Otherwise, why do they always end up winning out? It's always the males that are in less proportion to females in any given...
What did you say? Winning out?
Yeah. There's more female species of any living organism than there are males, typically. There may be exceptions to that rule, but... And then there's some about that there's nothing but women. So I'm thinking that women are the superior sex in general for everything. I think... If we let the world take its course, it's going to be nothing but female everything. And we're just going to be useless slaves. What's the word? Eunuchs.
Eunuchs.
Yep. Is that what it is? Eunuchs?
Yeah, and there's Linux.
No, that's not what I'm thinking. I know it sounds like is it? It's the guys who can't.
Yeah, tunic. A eunuch.
Yeah. Is it a eunuch?
Yeah, the guys with no... navels.
It's the guys who supposedly were supposed to take care of the queen at some point, and they were something done. I don't know if they got their nuts chopped off or something happened to them.
And what are nuts?
What are nuts? Those are things that you eat, like cashews and brazil nuts and
raisinets,
almonds, pecans.
Pecans and raisinets.
Oh, you must have that somewhere.
Yeah, you have it.
Oh, I do? Oh, it's down here. But that's okay. We got 18 minutes to go.
Yeah, let's move on to whatever we move on to next.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
It's mayhem.
It's a tongue twister.
It is.
It's not as tongue twisty on a Thursday, Friday, Wednesday evening,
Thursday, Friday,
whenever today is, as it is on a Sunday morning, though. I'll tell you that. Sunday Morning Music Mayhem. And this Sunday morning, you're going to hear, or whenever you're listening.
Whenever you're listening to this.
Yeah. It's the Black Eyed Peas. Let's Get Retarded.
Let's get retarded in here.
Context. There's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your necks. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. Not to lose the inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl is pulling weave out, you wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. We burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from Northwest East style.
Everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Just get into it, yeah. Get stupid,
come on.
Get retarded,
come on.
Get retarded.
Yeah.
Let's get retarded in here. Let's get retarded.
my drill. Just lose your mind, this is the time. Your can't stand still, twist and bang your spine. Just bob your head like epilepsy. Up inside your club or in your Bentley. Get messy, loud and sick. Your mind fast, no more on another head trip. So come to now, do not correct it. Let's get ignorant, let's get hectic.
Yeah. Everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Let's get into it, yeah. Get stupid.
Come on, get
retarded.
Come on,
get retarded.
Yeah. Get retarded.
Let's get retarded. Let's get retarded. Let's get retarded
in here.
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 And there you have the Black Eyed Peas with, what's the chick's name?
You put me on the spot. I'm sorry.
I know. Me too. Fergie.
Thank you.
Princess Fergie.
Yes.
Do you know who she's, her husband is, or who she dates is the guy from,
Psalm 42? No.
No, 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 no. Vegas. Or Las Vegas, it's called, that show. Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah, the head security guy. Younger, good-looking
guy. Oh, the younger, good-looking guy.
That's her man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You know that?
Good for him.
Yeah. Fergalicious.
Now, that song is called Get Retarded, but when it became a hit...
Let's Get Retarded. Right.
It wasn't called that.
What was it called?
It Started.
Oh, okay, right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, they changed it.
The single was released as Let's Get It Started.
Yeah.
And then...
How come?
Well, it's the politically correct thing to do.
Wow.
And
it's the normal thing to do. It's the, they put it out like normal instead of
safe.
Let's get retarded.
But then they actually recorded the getting retarded is when you talk about someone who has some kind of brain deficiency or whatever. You're calling them retarded. And is that the politically correct
a word even?
Yeah.
Probably not, is it?
I don't know.
There's obviously a real term for whatever it is that they have.
Mental something.
But you lump everybody into a group as retards.
Retards.
Your retards or your mental case or your mental or your, you know.
And you were talking about retardants, weren't you?
Retardant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was asking you what was retardant.
Obviously it's...
Because I know a great tune called Retardant.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who's that by? Wicked Angel.
Oh, geez. A punk band. What's the name now? I can't even remember. Was it Bad Astronaut? No. No,
it'll come to you.
Yeah. I don't remember. But it's awesome. I could find it, actually, but very, very cool. One of my favorite tunes, actually. Anyways. So, if anybody... out there, no, you got to do the little tabs. Like really forcing on it. I hasn't heard Fergie do that heart tune,
Barracuda.
Barracuda, it's really cool.
She wails on it.
Yeah, she wails great.
But I
gotta say, Ann Wilson is a phenomenal singer, man.
Sure, she is.
You seen that recent stuff? You don't have that, do you? I may have that DVD actually, but I'm not sure.
Oh, really? Yes.
I want to say that I have that. Last concert thing.
Oh, no, I watched on YouTube. There's some clips on YouTube that I've seen.
She's great, man. Just great.
Fergie sings it in the same key as the actual song, too.
Here we go with the keys again.
I'm into keys for some reason. Why? Tuning in. I'm finding that certain keys make me feel a specific way.
Well, absolutely.
But I'm
A&E makes you feel heavy. That's in-your-face keys.
Those are in-your-face keys for sure.
Yeah. F-sharp is cool, though. I'm an F sharp guy, man.
Well, F sharp is the related minor to A.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Is that anything like a relative minor?
Is that what I said?
The minor related to.
Yeah.
Is that anything like a, if you have a, you're related to a minor?
I'm related to a minor. I'm the father of two minors.
Oh, no, I meant a coal miner. As your daughter. So anyway, there's that, and now we're going to slip in a little something-something as a bonus from Andrew Dice Clay.
That's everything you can make fun of. Come on, what about people that twitch? You ever look at a jerk off that twitches, huh? You try to talk to the guys, yeah. So anyway, I thought that maybe we... What's the blinking about? You're gonna make a left at the corner, pal? What about stutterers, huh? Talk to one of these guys, yeah. So anyway, what the fuck are you trying to say? You're 30 years old, talk like other people. I'm just telling you, no fucking tolerance. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the 90s, I don't know. But you get on a bus, you got these old people with walk-ins, right? They got fucking walk-ins. And they're slow as shit, you know? It's like your stop comes, and here's this old fuck on a walker. And they like, when they do it, they gotta concentrate with their tongue, you know? You're trying to get off the bus, and they're in front of you like... And you're like, get the fuck off the bus! I got shit to do! Get a wheelchair! Oh, man, I can't deal with it. But there's this one handicapped guy I saw about 10 years ago. I'm in a restaurant. And I'm with this chick who, I was gonna fuck her. Did I mention that? Well, that goes without saying. I'm gonna bang this chick. We're drinking a little wine. The music's down nice and low, you know? And all of a sudden, this guy comes walking in. You ready for this looking guy?
Yeah, can I get a burger and some fries?
Get the fuck out of here! What's the matter with you? Get the fuck out! I'm throwing up! Get the fuck out! I couldn't even get a hot on that night. But I love people. And that guy's doing pretty good. I saw him on Star Search.
Okay, there you have some Mr. Andrew Dice Clay, and that was all politically incorrect.
Ooh, boy. Play. But he's hilarious.
Yeah, he is funny.
And that was the whole thing. What do you think was his demise?
His demise?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I don't know. Maybe, was it maybe not really bringing anything new to the table? You know, over and over, somewhat repetitive maybe?
Because I'm thinking of him.
I saw later stuff of him, and he's still, you know, funny. But it's, I think his humor wore thin, you know, his type of, like, the New York tough guy, whatever his demeanor was, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, and it didn't appeal to people later on. I think it still appeals to the people that dug him. You know what I mean? Like, I still watch him, and it's funny.
Sure.
You know?
I don't see the thing moving. I don't see the actual...
Yeah, it's okay. It's still going. Okay. All right. You can see the time, so...
Oh, the time's over. Thank you very much
for 47.
That visual. Andrew Dice Clay, I was going to say something about him, too. Oh, I was thinking of the dude from Seinfeld.
Seinfeld?
Kramer.
Oh, Kramer is hilarious.
Michael Richards. Yeah. Is that his name? Mm-hmm. And then he got into the... He called somebody...
He got... Whoa.
I'm just quoting the facts.
He got in some kind of trouble, yeah. And
for that, yeah. He started going off on these black guys. And I'm thinking, Andrew Dice Clay, that's all he did. Like, you know, he just jab at everybody.
Well, yeah, but I mean, a lot of people do that. But he didn't jab at, like, he didn't do what Richards did at all.
No.
I don't think he ever was, you know, it was all still in joke, you know, and
that's right. He kept it in joke, which
comedic about it to some degree.
There's a wall there, obviously. That you,
well, yeah, but that's not Michael Richards was. I don't even that wasn't even having anything to do with a wall. With as far as I mean, he went off on somebody. You know what I mean?
That's the wrong thing to do.
Totally different. I mean, even Jay Leno and his, you know, and the way he sometimes talks to Kevin Eubanks, like it's, you know, and they laugh. He always says something about. You know, blacks or
the brothers,
race of, you know, different things and whatever. And it's all in fun and funny, you know what I mean? Kind of thing. But the Richards thing, yeah, that was not a joke, though.
No. And did he try to pass it off as part of the act after
that? I don't think that he did. No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
But eventually he did apologize as if that would do something.
Yeah. That's just like the, well, he's not a comedian, though. What's that guy's name there that made the Jewish racial slur there. He was drunk. I can picture him. The Braveheart guy.
Oh, Mel Gibson.
Yeah. But I was thinking, I don't know why that came up, but he's not a comedian, so it's sort of irrelevant. So anyway, Andrew Dice Clay. He was funny back in the day.
Yes, he was.
If you haven't heard his material, you might want to check it out. Or you might not.
Can you get that stuff on iTunes?
I don't know if iTunes has that.
You'd think it would.
I had to actually buy the disc, so I don't know.
If you've been to the WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows in WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen, or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
iTunes U, a cornucopia, a plethora, a wheelbarrow full of no.
Clutching at straws at the end.
It's amazing the amount of stuff that you can get on iTunes U. Like, you get professors from Yale and Harvard and Duke and University of Michigan. And
some of that's been going on for a long time. I mean, you could go to some of those. A handful anyway of some of the big universities that had podcasts on their sites, and you could take the courses for free. That's been going on for a while. You know, as soon as the podcasting came out, there was MP3s on the sites, and you could actually take the courses and, you know, just go through the motions within the classes are recorded and stuff.
Would you?
But
need-
now that's all becoming something that's more structured now.
Would you need textbooks to complete the whole curriculum, you think?
Well, I'm sure you would, especially if you, I'm sure there's things where they're going to say, like, okay, and now, you know, you guys continue on with such and such a chapter and everything, and, you know, we'll take it up later, or we're going to have a test on it, or so, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. And you'd probably want books. And if you're actually going to just go through these motions and then try taking exams on something, or, you know what I mean? There's probably things where you could, you know, sometimes there are courses where you have to write the exam. You're on your own to do everything, but then you just write the exam. I don't know how that works with these things, but.
But it's a good idea to go in there. If you're planning on taking a course of some kind at your local community college.
Get a heads up.
You get a big heads up and just take the material that you know you're going to be taking up
before you go. There may be some instances where somebody's interested in hiring you because you know somebody or whatever, but, you know, you might not have the qualifications, but, and they want you to take a course, or, you know, if you knew more about such and such, you know, we slip you in here and do, you know, whatever. So you take the, you know, course on there, and it doesn't cost you anything, and you know what's going on, and somebody slips you into a different position somewhere, and, you know, I could see that happening as well. But anyway, boils down to some free education.
Free education, yeah.
From leading universities and colleges and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What would you be the most interested in downloading and listening to?
Boy. A lot of stuff.
I'm thinking, like, web development myself. I wonder how much of that stuff's in there.
Yeah, I don't know. Technology type stuff. Web development and computer related sciences.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like the Ajax stuff. CSS and JavaScript.
I don't think there's any need for you to know that.
PHP.
You're just going to slow all your pages down. Everything gets more complicated with all these different things, and then everything gets slower. That's why they had to move to Web 2.0. Everything slowed down. All the functionality and everything now they're making into web pages are like these, they're like programs now.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
What's the stuff that Apple's got?
Spike.
Sprout. That's pretty close. I wasn't even thinking along those lines, but yes, it's Sprout. Sprout Core, which is a derivative of Ajax. But you're saying don't...
That's a cleanser to me. But anyway, I think that the basics is the best, man. It just works the best. And there's never really any problems or anything with it. And I think it's awesome. But... I mean, the new technologies are great, you know what I mean? And the functionality they can put in, the things you can do, and I guess if you need that and you have to have this some elaborate site that has all this interactivity and whatever, I guess it's a cool thing, but can't beat the basics.
It's definitely more compatible and will run on slower hardware.
Even getting into the PHP and that stuff and some of the certain scripts, JavaScript is not too bad. But some things are, they require, you know, a little too much sometimes to, you know, it's not going to load as fast maybe, and it's not going to, it's just not going to be as quick and
right.
simple.
Most of that stuff is like for commerce sites, I'm thinking.
Yeah, commerce and a more elaborate, maybe business sites and technology sites and things like that, and interactivity and purchasing and all that stuff. And while I think it's very interesting to know in that, you know,
that's where the money is. That's what I'm thinking. If I'm even looking for a job, mm-hmm. and you get hired by an Amazon or a Bell Canada or something, you know, to work on their web presence, they need to have that technology on their site.
The other thing that I find is that you need to know an awful lot. Because so many use so many different technologies now, and there's a lot of different things going on.
You pick your niche. If you pick your niche, I think you are very sellable.
Yeah, but I don't know if you could...
And be good at it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Whereas there's a lot of kids who just know it, and they work on it on their computers. They take classes and whatever, and they come up, but they're still kids, and they don't have the same sensibility as maybe someone my age would have. Mm-hmm. I think that's something to be... for myself to look into for my next career. Still on the technology thing, did you hear on some Mac news site I saw that they say that the firmware that they put into the iPod Touch, the latest firmware update, there is there's identifiers in there. They call them IDs. To certain strings, and one of them refers to a 2.1, the firmware for iPod Touch. Hardware that the person has in their hand is model 1.3. So I'm thinking there's something. It's big. It's coming. It's going to be a mini MacBook.
So anyway, you want to check out the iTunes U stuff?
Yeah.
Where do they go for that? You can go to apple.com/education.
I say go to iTunes, open up iTunes, and you do a search for whatever subject you're looking for.
Actually, I don't even know if you have to do that. There's the actual iTunes U is in iTunes at the iTunes store now. So if you have iTunes, you can go to the iTunes store and click on the iTunes U thing. I'm going to check that right now. Well, watch how fast I get there.
Boom.
Oh, not too bad. Yep, iTunes U right here. And under the left side of the iTunes store. Just go down and a few things down there, links, and iTunes U. And boom, you go right to all the fun stuff, the fun learning.
Yep. They give
what do we have? Exploring History, Open University, Alan Edwards Psychology, and whatnot, and Research Channel, Open University. What's Open University, anyway?
I'm not sure. But you can also do a search right with an iTunes in the iTunes store. And it'll give you a ton of hits on, let's say, global warming is the one that I saw.
Yeah, if you're looking for something in particular, especially.
And then once all the hits come in, you can choose, I just want to filter just the stuff that is iTunes U.
But when you click on iTunes U, you get all the categories anyway. Business, engineering, fine arts, health and medicine, history, humanities, language, literature, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. If you're browsing, this is definitely what you want to do.
It's pretty cool. Or find education providers. University and colleges, beyond campus, K-12. That's cool, too. Featured providers. Pretty neat.
Very cool.
And quick links. You can browse. You can do super search, count, et cetera, et cetera.
More et cetera, et cetera.
More editing.
No, we're good.
Oh, we're good?
Yes.
We are good.
Yeah.
So there you have that.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com.
Jabber quote, holy smokes, already?
I know, eh?
Wow.
Time just flies when you're having
fun. It does, I gotta say. This
week's Jabber quote Jabber brought to us by Steve and Larry. Fine purveyors of wheelchairs and...
accessories.
Thanks.
motors, what have you. Seeing eye dogs.
Seeing eye dogs, sure. That would be living differently, being blind.
Yeah, that would be really different. Especially if you weren't blind from birth.
Oh, that would suck.
And went blind.
Yeah. I think if you're blind from birth, you know, it's all
they
you know.
Don't really know any other way, so right. Yeah.
I mean, yes, you would like to see something, but you don't even know what seeing is.
What if you
is.
Went blind tomorrow, what would you do? Try and snipe. No, what would you do if you went to tomorrow? You wake up and you can't see.
Frick.
There goes your concert. There goes the golf balls in the
no more
wherever
golf.
They shouldn't be going.
But there are blind golfers, I have to admit.
Are there?
Yeah, and there's people with no legs who golf. They have a device that you put on a cart. It swings you out away from your cart.
That's somebody. That's a real dedicated golfer.
Oh yeah. Well, it's golf, man. You don't know. You mock the golfers. You go out there in your little uniform, make fun of all the golfers.
My little uniform.
See pictures at bigjd.com. Are they there?
Oh, I don't think so.
No, they're somewhere.
They should be, though.
They're on the internet somewhere.
Flicker?
Flicker? What's that?
You say Flicker, I say Flicker.
Oh,
okay, right. So today's quote is brought to us by Stephen Leary, obviously, and also by Jerry Lewis. And we all know who Jerry Lewis is.
Yep.
He marches with the dimes.
He marches with the dimes?
Yeah.
March of Dimes?
Yeah.
He's a muscular dystrophy guy.
Yeah, that's March of Dimes.
Is it?
Muscular dystrophy. MD? You know what muscular dystrophy is?
Yeah. What does that have? I know what it's, March of Dimes
is. It's dystrophy of the muscular system.
That's correct. What does Jerry have to say?
Pity? You don't want to be pitied because you're a cripple in a wheelchair? Stay in your house.
And I'm sure he said it just like that.
Yeah. Nasty.
I don't know if it's nasty.
You don't want to be pitied because you're a cripple in a wheelchair? Stay in your house. You don't want to be pitied? Stay in your house.
Because no matter what, he's saying this is the state of society that we live in right now.
Yeah, you're going to be pitied.
You're going to be pitied.
And maybe they should be pitied. Some, do you think? Do you think he meant it, all that?
Do you think anybody should be
pitied?
They
should be feel bad for them.
Feel
because
bad.
Of what they're going through. You know what I mean?
No, I honestly, I think that's a bad thing. Pity is bad.
Yeah? Always?
I think pity is bad always.
Well, is there any instance where it might not be bad?
Not that I can think of. If you really get to the root of the way you should treat your fellow human being.
Yeah, but I mean, if you pity somebody because they're, you know, something happened to them or whatever, I pity the fool.
Yes, Mr. T definitely had some pity on people. With Big JD and his Mr. T haircut and his chains. Where's your dog tags?
I give them up.
Give up the dog tags. Yeah. For what?
For this chain.
For instead. Ramadan?
Ramadan. You say Ramadan, I say Ramadan. Sambalamalinkum.
That's nice. I like
there
that.
There you go. Sandbox.
So what do you think of Jerry saying that?
It sounds like it's nasty, but I don't know. He's
telling people, go out there. You're going to be pitied. No matter what, you can't help it. You got muscular dystrophy or whatever puts you in a wheelchair. You're going to be pitied by people out there.
I guess it's to them. I mean, telling them how it is, telling them, don't be a crybaby.
Right. Basically.
Get out there.
That's it. That's it in a nutshell.
Trying to make them stronger than, you know, what they may be.
Right.
And that's another point, I'll tell you, now that the jabber quote's over.
Mm-hmm.
If you do live differently, and maybe not by choice, to your acceptance, you know what I mean? And to not be intimidated by the way that you have to live, that might be something important.
Positively.
For people that, you know, have to live a certain way.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to go to the house because I, you know, have a big goiter on my side of my head. Looks like I'm two-headed Siamese twin. Go out. Have fun.
Elephant
Show it off. Paint a face on it. Have some fun.
Have some fun, sure.
You know, yeah. Tie a string into the bottom of it and pretend it's a balloon. You know, there's all kinds of things you can do. You have to be, you know.
Be creative.
There you go. Creative. Creativity.
Instead of...
That's a beautiful thing.
Being introverted, be extroverted and be creative.
Ooh, were we going to do a show on introverts and extroverts?
Innies and outies?
Were we doing that? Was that still in the works or...
You think that's one of our shows that's coming
up? It is, too. Introvert, extrovert show. No, not your navel. Are you shy or outgoing? Are you okay in crowds? Are you a leader or a follower? That kind of thing. Introverts and extroverts. People who are outgoing or people who are introverted.
Scared to death to go outside.
Yeah.
Are these shows in any order now, or you're just going to put dates to them?
Now, I would just put dates from the beginning to the down the line, unless you have anything in particular where you'd like to have beforehand. You know what I mean?
I like the mix that we've had so far. Like it's there's a serious, and then there's...
Well, I think I try to do... I mean, what do we have coming up? Stress, public transportation will be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It would be really cool for us to go out and ride around in some public transportation. Business affairs... Then the automobile's fun. Giving in and giving up. That could be serious. Introvert, extrovert. That'll be a little bit of fun. Car trouble. Risk and chance would be kind of neat. Effects of music. There's some fun for us. And I think it's up and down again.
All right.
Time. Cool. One world government.
Oh, yeah.
Those are always fun. So I guess that's it. And looks like next week we'll have the stress show.
Yep.
That's going to be stressful.
What is it? How do we get it? How do we get rid of it? Why some have more than others, and why do some people deal with it better than others? Stress is a killer. If you're lucky, it will just make you sick. If you're lucky, de-stress with this week's Jabbergast.
I guess what that means, if you're lucky, it'll just make you sick rather than kill you, because stress kills.
Positively. It shortens your life, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Turns your hair gray. See?
What kind of stress do you have?
Oh, my God. Don't even... Look at you. You brought on more now.
Well, how am I going to get out my latest CD?
Nothing but stress. Yeah.
That's crazy.
What in the world am I going to do tomorrow?
20 songs. Crazy. Anyway, getting a hold of us.
Oh, well, I don't think we've told people that in ages.
Well, they can get a hold of us on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock when we broadcast this thing we call the Jabbercast by going on Yahoo Messenger. Or MSN Messenger, doesn't matter.
They're all tied in.
They're all tied in, and our username is the Jabbercast.
And as well, you could email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can leave us an audio message, sure.
Yeah, there's a little My Chingo widget on the contact page of the Jabbercast website, which you can find at thejabbercast.com. I guess that's going to do it for this week. Thanks, everybody, for listening and putting up with another pre-recorded show. I'm sure the next show might be live. I have a good feeling about it.
If you feel good about it, I feel good about it.
Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD@thejabbercast.com or Lippo@thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.